CAE tool sheds light on CAD mockups, headlights, and automotive driving systems. Like many other CAE software, Optis can help automotive engineers meet the high demands from customers, regulations, and car magazines while fostering innovation and reducing the development cycle. Image courtesy of Optis. In light of the large number of automotive companies failing their headlamp tests in North America, something needs to be done. Engineers relying on rules of thumb to solve their automotive lighting needs might as well be making a shot in the dark. Optical simulation technologies, like Optis Bios, are well known and can help engineers digitally simulate how their products interact with light. With computer-aided engineering, CAE, technology, engineers can assess their car designs before they hit manufacturing lines, guiding them through the tunnel that is product development. Optis CAE software portfolio for automotive engineers. Optis reported that, when Hyundai used Bios software to design a low beam system, the car company slashed the development time by 40%. Image courtesy of Optis. Optis flagship program is Bios, which helps engineers understand how the human eye, sensors and objects will interact with each other under various lighting conditions. With this tool, for instance, they can optimize a headlight system or the sensor performance of an advanced driver assistance system, ADAS, saving thousands of individuals from walking into the great light before their time. When designing headlights, you will need to check the sensor vision and human vision, said Cedric Balanche, marketing and communication coordinator at Optis. This is the same technology, you just have to understand the incoming light, which we do. But the tool can do much more than optimize headlamps and sensors. Engineers can optimize their human-machine interfaces, HMIs, heads-up displays, HUDs, mirrors and display screens so that they send vital information to drivers in any lighting condition, be it rain, shine or tacky aviator glasses. Let's face it, trying to see a washed-out display screen is the start to a dark, sad day. Optis is involved where light is involved and light is everywhere, joked Balanche. When you design, you need to experience the light in a real-to-life lighting experience. We are mainly focused in automotive exterior lighting. That's where the optical system will have the most advanced technology. However, Optis doesn't have a monopoly on optical simulations. Some other optical simulation tools lighting up the sky include Brailt Research, Zemax, Synopsys, Lambda, Photopia. By performing these simulations digitally, engineers can perform more virtual tests than physical tests faster and at a fraction of the cost. Optis reported that Hyundai was able to reduce the development time of a low-beam system by 40%. As for Optis, Optis estimated that validating one of these systems requires about 1 million miles and $5 million. Expand that into autonomous driving and you will see that a company has a better chance of being struck by lightning than having a budget to validate a self-driving car with physical prototypes alone. Optis has other technology up its sleeve including Thea RT for color and material testing under light, HIM for human ergonomics and plant safety assessments, Genesis for acoustics to eliminate automotive sounds or optimize an engine purr, Aesthetica for perceived product quality, defects and tolerance analysis, Spio's optical simulations capabilities. Some of the physics-based optical simulation features offered by Spio's. Image courtesy of Optis. Spios offers engineers physics-based optical simulations so that they can virtually experience their designs before they build prototypes within a CAD environment. The optical simulation technology is compatible with CAIA V5, SolidWorks, NX and Creo. In fact, Optis recently announced that the complete abilities of this flagship program can now be accessed through SolidWorks. Originally, SolidWorks users were limited to a stripped-down version of software via OptisWorks. However, users can now access the full Spios program using a subscription license. We are not simply rebranding OptisWorks into Spios for SolidWorks. This Spios is a complete breakthrough if we compare it with OptisWorks, explained Nicholas Orand, product development director at Optis. The first thing for us was to facilitate the use of the software for non-expert users, he continued. An intelligent and intuitive interface allows all the players in the field of lighting to take advantage of the power and reliability of Spios without wasting their time with overly complex parameters. Our objective was to work on the interface to obtain an easy-to-use and aesthetically pleasing software. Spios 2017 is also HPC compatible. Optis notes that this will make simulations run 1,000 times faster than in previous releases. This will give engineers the ability to perform many more simulations than previously possible within a given development cycle. As SPIOS helps engineers experience their designs early in development, it isn't shocking to learn that the latest release, SPIOS 2017, is VR and AR ready. Currently, the software is compatible with 3D goggles, helmets, driving simulators and caves. Engineers can even move within the 3D environment to get a better sense of the design. The SPIOS workflow for optical simulations. Closed-loop simulations in various lighting conditions performed to optimize DOTIS performance. Image courtesy of Optis. Each optical use case, from the human eye, cameras, radar, ultrasonic and LiDAR, has a similar simulation workflow in Optis. The vehicle is connected to vehicle dynamics, immersed in an accurate 3D environment, while Optis simulates what the sensor is capturing in terms of raw data, said Giles Galli, Solutions Director for Autonomous Driving and Simulators at Optis. First, you need to optimize the position of the sensor, then validate the position with an open-loop simulation. Finally, you need to test and validate the ADAS system with a closed-loop simulation. Too fast? Not a photon? Let's break it down. First, the engineer needs to import automotive CAD geometry for their design and the environment the design operates in. Next, the user needs to set up material definitions and their optical properties. These properties will need to be included for the car, road environment and target the sensor is trying to detect. Fortunately, the Optis library includes the optical properties of many materials. However, if you are working with a custom material, then you can also create material properties based on any data you collect in real life. Next, the user needs to define the sensor, in this case, let's say, a camera. The camera's characteristics must also be included to get a clear picture from the simulation. Everything from the camera's location, orientation, pixel count, white balance, sensitivity, capture radius and lens distortions need to be collected. The user then needs to generate a pixel grid to determine how the camera performs. This gives engineers the ability to detect mechanical interference and the camera's performance. Additionally, engineers will want to assess how various light sources can affect the camera. Sun positioning, driving conditions, road objects, vision obstructions, street lights and headlamps can all be included in the assessment of the camera. This rigorousness of this test can be variable, going from preliminary testing early in the development cycle to intensive quality testing to validate and certify the final design. From this point, static images and videos can be collected from the simulations which show the engineer what the cameras have captured. Finally, a closed-loop simulation can be created to test out how the camera performs based on the logic of the ADAS. This will help ensure that, when the vehicle is on the road, it will not be crashing into anything during poor visibility conditions. Optis provides an ADAS simulation testing platform that includes physics-based sensor models as a solution to support major automotive players, said Galli. The first solution product is SPIOS DVS, which is CAD integrated with the objective to quickly and efficiently evaluate the vision performance of sensors and generate open-loop simulation for lighting. The second stage is to bring these models into VRXAD, which is integrated into the system development with the objective to evaluate the sensors with the systems of the self-driving car. So, it's well integrated into MIL/SIL/HIL closed-loop simulation for testing and validating the systems of the vehicle. To learn more about Optis and SPIOS, check out the company's website here.